So today we're talking about the fascinating case of the identical twins Paula Bernstein and Elise Shine. Did everyone have a chance to look at their book Identical Strangers? Carly, could you summarise the story?
Yes. These two women, who were identical twins, were adopted by different families and didn't meet each other until they were 35. Obviously, the fact that they were separated was terrible, but to my mind, the part that stands out is that these twins were part of a scientific experiment. Two scientists, Peter Neubauer and Viola Bernard, wanted to follow the lives of these women to see how their different circumstances would affect them.
Like the nature versus nurture debate.
What does that mean?
Well, the scientists wanted to know if people's lives are affected more by their upbringing or their genes. Paula and Elise believe that this particular research might have focused on mental illness and whether mental illness might run in the family.
But unsurprisingly, there are some major ethical issues with this experiment. Although the families who adopted Paula and Elise knew they were part of a scientific study, they didn't know what it was about. The women were reunited in 2004 after Elise contacted the adoption agency. She was looking for information about her birth mother, but she found out she had a twin. To my mind, the most awful part of the story is that the scientist, Neubauer, didn't apologise and didn't seem sorry for what he'd done.
So, Jessica, it sounds like you are not in favour of experimenting on twins like this.
With this kind of research, there is a very real risk of scientists having too much control over people's lives. I'm amazed they were allowed to do it.
I think it's important not to jump to conclusions based on an emotional response. The bottom line is that twins provide scientists with a valuable insight into the nature versus nurture debate. We have to remember that these scientists thought their experiments were for the greater good of society.
But these are real people, and Paula and Elise weren't the only ones. Other twins were the subject of this experiment too.
For me, the shocking thing is that the research went on for so long. In the 1980s, the scientists gave the results of the study to Yale University, and bizarrely, they've asked the university to keep it secret until 2066. Try to put yourself in the twins' shoes. How would you feel if you suddenly found out you had a sister you never knew existed, but a team of researchers had known about it all along?
Fortunately for all of us, this kind of research isn't allowed nowadays.
Don't you think it's kind of interesting, though, purely from a scientific perspective, to find out if it's your upbringing or your genes that determines who you become?
I see what you're saying, Ben, and I'm sure these researchers had lots of interesting ideas. I'm not pointing the finger at the individual scientists, but I do think the scientific community as a whole has to carefully consider the ethics of experiments like this. Otherwise, where does it stop?
Absolutely. I think it's outrageous that anyone would consider using twins in this way. They're not monkeys in a zoo.
But you have to understand that this was a while ago now. Hopefully things have changed since then.
Perhaps experiments on twins have improved, but I'm sure there are still plenty of controversial things that go on in the world of science.
So let's move on to discuss the changes to regulation that we think are necessary. What do you think about...